Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 5, 1805. Branding horses. A surprising episode today. The captains decide to abandon their horses and prepare to launch their canoes for the trip down the Columbia, but are far-sighted enough to realize they may need the horses for their return journey. Captain Clark writes about today's activities.
Wind easterly and cool, had all our horses, 38 in number, collected and branded. Cut off their foretop and delivered them to the two brothers and one son of one of the chiefs who intends to accompany us down the river. To each of these men I gave a knife and some small articles. They promised to be attentive to our horses until we should return. Latitude of this place from the mean of two observations is 46 degrees, 34 minutes, 56.3 seconds north. Nothing to eat except dried fish and roots. Captain Lewis and myself eat a supper of roots boiled, which swelled us in such a manner that we were scarcely able to breathe for several hours. Finished and launched two of our canoes this evening, which proved to be very good. Our hunters, with every diligence, could kill nothing. The hills high and rugged, and the woods too dry to hunt the deer, which is the only game in our neighborhoods. Several squaws came with fish and roots, which we purchased of them for beads which they were fond of. Captain Lewis not so well today as yesterday. Captain William Clark, October 5, 1805.
It has been mentioned before that Lewis had a branding iron. The iron bears the legend U.S. Captain M. Lewis and is now in the possession of the Oregon Historical Society. The iron was found between 1892 and 1894 by Linnaeus Whitman of Hood River, Oregon, near what was then Celilo Falls, on or below one of the Memluce Islands before the Columbia River dams inundated the area. It's one of the few surviving authenticated articles associated with the expedition. It is unreasonable to believe that a horse brand would be so wordy, as they are usually only one or two small letters or symbols. It is possible that when Clark mentioned that they branded the horses, he meant that cutting off the forelock would be a marker or brand. Tomorrow, another cache.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.